Ronnie's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Ronnie. Okay, we're going to continue our blast from the past of an old Ustream show that Colleen and I did a while back. I think it was last year. I can't even remember now. But anyway, it's pretty funny. We talk about Disneyland. We talk about Colleen's dad. I do a little bit of imitating Jack Sparrow, and it's just wild. So enjoy. And at the beginning, we were talking about when is the best time to go to Disneyland. So here we go. You are listening to Ronnie's Own Radio.
It depends. It depends on the time of year. It depends on whether or not you can handle majorly huge crowds or mild crowds or hardly anybody at all.
Yes.
Typically, the worst time to come is if you're talking crowds. If because usually when people say when's the best night, it's usually because they want to know, is it, you know, crowded? The worst time to come to Disneyland ever is between Christmas and New Year's. It's a zoo. It gets so busy that typically by 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning, you can't even get into actually Disneyland. They won't let anybody else in. It is at capacity. And it stays that way the entire 2 weeks. It's just hideous. They'll let you into California Adventure because not that many people want to go there. But
three people really there.
But if you're talking just during a regular week, during the winter hours, because they close at 8 o'clock, the best days to go during the week are, we found, to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because people are still working and kids are in school. If you're talking about during the summertime, it's a crapshoot. You can pretty much come anytime because it's going to be the same every single day. The other advantage on the weekends is to come on a Saturday, because a lot of pass holders have that blocked out during most of the year. And so that would be a good time to come. Friday nights can be usually pretty light, but Sundays are an absolute scary thing.
We're getting specific questions now. Okay. Is December 5th, 6th, and 7th good?
December 5th, 6th, and 7th. I would say that it would probably be okay to come. Depends on, I don't know what days those
are. Yeah, let me check it
out.
Look
at a calendar.
Really quick. Hold, please. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, first weekend of December. It might actually not be too bad because it's the start of the holiday season. So either you're going to get, you're probably going to have a lot of people on the Sunday. I'm just going to be real honest. That Sunday, you'll probably have quite a few people. But I would wager Friday during the day will be fine. Friday evening will get a little crowded. Saturday during the day and during the evening should be pretty nice as far as crowds are concerned. So do we think we might have some visitors?
Well, that's the way it seems to me. There's something about an anniversary, I believe.
Oh, really?
That's what I understand.
Nice.
What is your Disneyland visit routine? Well, let's tell the story.
Okay.
Because normally when I tweet that we're going to Disneyland, you know, people don't usually go to Disneyland as much as we do. So here's the thing.
Most people don't live near Disneyland.
Yeah, we live 6 miles from Disneyland, so we
won't tell you which direction either.
Yeah, we have to walk over there and tell them to hold it down. We're trying to sleep, but we buy the annual pass as a splurge thing.
It's our tax refund. Usually every year,
and so we use that as a cheap date, a fun time that costs very little. Or nothing.
Right.
So.
Well, it depends. Sometimes, on an average visit for us, we will go over to the park. If we go over on a Friday night, we need to get there before 10 or 11, depending on the time of the year. Again, we're talking wintertime now, so 10 o'clock is when they close Disneyland on Friday nights. But if we go over on a Friday night, we'll get over there. We might go right after work. We might go have dinner over there and then walk around and ride a few rides if we can get on them, if there aren't any really bad lines. Sometimes we'll stand and wait around for a ride. We take our iPods with us and we just kind of hang and, you know, listen to music or, you know, talk. And we take cameras with us too, because we get some really interesting footage of really wacky, weird things. But usually what we do is we go and we park and we walk over to the park. And am I getting another question?
Yes, I'm awake. You're wondering if I was awake.
Yeah, he's just sitting there patiently listening, which is very nice of him. But yeah, that's what we do. We go over there, we ride rides, we walk. Sometimes we have dinner over there, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we go during, you know, the day on a Saturday. Sometimes we go only in the evening. We typically park at the structure and walk over and then walk back. It's a half mile each way, so it gives us at least one full mile of walking and stuff. So, and it's a nice cheap date. And if we want to stay for the fireworks, we can stay and watch them. And if not, then we don't. What?
I just wanted to change the picture a little bit. So,
what is that doing in here?
I don't know. It was here.
It doesn't live in here. It lives on the fridge. I know. That's a refrigerator magnet.
The first or favorite rides,
typically, what do we know? A lot of times we'll do Haunted Mansion. That's one of our favorites. We love Haunted Mansion, both holiday and non. And then what else do we ride? What else do we ride?
Well,
seeing as how I'm supposedly talking so much that you're falling
lately,
asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. Well, I'm so old. Lately, we've been going to California Adventure, and yes, you have been beating the pants off me.
Yes, I have. Woo-hoo.
That Toy Story Midway Mania Madness thing.
Yes. That is probably one of the best games rides ever invented. Whoever thought that up, I swear they deserve just the biggest bonus, because that is such an awesome ride.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We could talk about the screens and all that, and it's just not a real ride. But
okay. Well, no, it's an interactive ride.
Right. So that's what we do. But a lot of time we'll go and we'll eat dinner, and you know, just kind of enjoy the ambiance. And here's two quick tips.
Yes.
That I heard about. And then how long does Pirates last? So we'll, I think.
The line?
I'm not sure.
The line or the ride? The line itself can be anywhere from 15 minutes
to the ride.
To 5 minutes. And the ride, I believe, is 20 minutes.
It's about a 20-minute ride. I'm kind of afraid to ask why the question is coming up. I don't know.
You're not in the dark that much.
And there's cameras everywhere.
Oh, yes, there are.
That's all. Okay. Is that the longest ride in the park? No, actually, the tram is the longest ride in the park. No.
Line is the longest ride in the park. Actually, I believe it is. I believe that Pirates is the longest attraction in the park. I could be wrong.
Well, we're pulling out some trivia questions. Ooh.
If not, the only other thing I could think of that would be a longer attraction would be 50 Great Years.
Mm.
The 51st Years or whatever that video is. I almost said something else. That video that they have where Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln used to be, which I'm really bitterly complaining about. I want Mr. Lincoln back.
Well, I want the original.
No. No, no, no. Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln before they decided to put in that Steve Martin thing was the best thing that they had done in the park in a long time.
Is there any part of the park not patrolled or has cameras?
Parts of the park.
Dark and private preferred. Hotel?
Are you looking for romantic little hideaways?
Now, here, okay. We're going to give
a
couple of tips.
Are we going G-rating here?
Well, we're all married here, and there's only two people listening. And Ustreamer 53956, give us a shout out, you know, if you're unmarried and You know, you need to get married. And if you're not married, you need to go to getyoked.net, and that'll help you. So, anyway, go to... Oh, my goodness, we have another Ustreamer.
Woohoo!
Hey, Ustreamer 28721. You're our favorite Ustreamer. Anyhow, so over at the Disneyland Hotel...
Yes?
There's a very romantic place... That there's a little walkway that you go down underneath ground level, and there's little waterfalls.
Yeah, it's behind the pool. And you have to go around behind the pool area, and it's the grotto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, depending on the time of year, of course, and how the time of day, even
right.
Sometimes, it can get a little slippery down there. But and they may have closed off, but otherwise there's a nice little maze of walkways through these waterfalls, and it can be very private and very quiet and very romantic.
Yeah, that's a very romantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Best place to eat in park or downtown?
Well, the place we like to eat the most is called Rancho del Zocalo. And it's what used to be a million years ago, if anybody remembers this, the Lowry...
Right.
The Lowry...
Lowry's Ranch or something. Yeah,
it was
Hacienda.
Something, yeah. I can't remember what it was called, but it's the Mexican food place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still really good. Another good place that I would recommend maybe downtown might be Naples Pizzeria.
All right.
That's actually pretty decent.
Best place to eat in the park or downtown... My favorite, somewhat within reason, is, yes, Zocalo is in Frontierland. But
yes.
My favorite, with a semi amount of money, is Storyteller Cafe.
Oh, of course, at the Grand Californian Hotel. Not the Disneyland Hotel, the Grand Californian.
Right. So
Storyteller Cafe is awesome.
That is the best, period. When we were much larger, and we need to keep watching that, but we would eat at the buffet. Oh, boy.
At least once a week.
That was wonderful.
That was when we were rolling in the money, and we could afford to do that.
That was wonderful.
I mean, if you're talking, you want a really, really phenomenal dinner you're going to pay for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, you're going to pay for it. Is the Napa Rose, and that's a restaurant also at the Grand Californian. It's right next
right.
door to the Storyteller Cafe, and the food is unbelievable. I risked it on New Year's Eve one year.
Mm-hmm.
I had venison, and I know people are like, ew, venison, gross. It's really gamey. I loved it. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. So, okay, the question is Zocalo a cafeteria? So,
kind of. There's two sections. There's one side of the line you can go get tacos and burritos, and then the other side is more like they'll do enchiladas and chicken and carne asada, and then there's another section that you do salads and taco salad mm-hmm. and desserts. So,
it's a nice place. I like it because it's near the.
It backs
Big
up to,
Thunder.
Yeah, backs up to
okay, do they still have the water show at the hotel? They did, but they do not now.
No.
So,
haven't for a few years, actually.
Right.
They took it out. And we were disappointed about that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually, you know, obviously it's a cheap date and all this kind of stuff. Oh, they said that you ate Bambi, too. Venison.
I didn't eat Bambi. I ate Bambi's mother.
So we lost it. We lost a Ustreamer. So thanks for hanging in there, 53956. This is like an election, man. You know, you got to come back, my friends. I'll bring my cute wife out again, my cute VP. Don't leave. I'll cut your taxes twice. Come on. I should run for president.
No.
I can bend my arms all the way down. Anyhow. So, but we really like we like Disneyland a lot. As a matter of fact, I mean there are little tricks. Mm-hmm. Like one trick in particular is you can go to the front, the entrance to the park, and say, "Listen, we want to go in and eat." Obviously, you have to live there or at least be there for something.
Mm-hmm.
Say we want to go in the park and eat. So can we have a 2-hour pass? And they'll give you a 2-hour pass for nothing to go in there and eat.
You can also do the same thing for Christmas time if you want to go in and shop at Christmas time. So you can get in there for 2 hours and shop. So it's kind of interesting. There's a story I was reading where a guy went in and shopped for 2 hours, came back out and said, "Listen, we're hungry. Can we go back in and eat?" And they're like laughing. They go, yeah, just because, you know, we're in a good mood today. So anyway, but no, we really like Disneyland. And there was a time when we were there so much that we would actually call the reservation line, normally that you use at the hotel, to get
reservations
with Storyteller Cafe. We call from the car, and by the time we got there, because if you eat at Storyteller Cafe, you can park for free, 5 hours free in the valet.
Yeah,
and you get valet parking for 5 hours at the Storyteller Cafe. And I mean, on a dead night, we go and eat, and then go into DCA, which is right next door.
Yeah,
and there is a second entrance that you can get into DCA pretty close to the Storyteller Cafe. We had it all down. I mean, we should do some shows about that.
We did.
But anyhow, we really, it was, yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah.
Back when the economy was actually really good.
I think we're I don't want to take it down. Okay,
no,
I agree with you. So they ask both parks, do we like both parks? And I would say no. I do,
and I'll tell you why. Look, Disneyland is Disneyland. I'm not even going to try and talk it up because I don't need to. It's Disneyland.
Right.
California Adventure is different, and I like the fact that it's different enough that people kind of go, oh, okay, I don't quite get it. But they do have some interesting, fun things to do there. I like the fact that you walk forever and a day to get somewhere. So it's really good exercise. There's a little bit of hills. You know, and granted, there's not the kind of stuff to do there that you have at Disneyland in the same sense as you don't have the characters, you don't have the theme lands or what have you. You kind of do, but it's not the same. But that's what I like about it. I mean, do I like it as much as Disneyland? No. No. And I think they've got an awful lot of wasted space there that I am hoping they're going to do something with at some point in time. But there are still some really great things there.
Yeah, and I do like Disneyland a whole lot, and I just
You know, we didn't talk about the winery.
Okay.
The winery is for another good place to eat over at California Adventure. There's actually a winery there, and they have a restaurant there that serves Italian food. It's pretty much lasagna and some sandwiches and salads. But the lasagnas are really, really good, and they serve some excellent wines. So if you're interested in that, they have that's really good food and good place to go.
Yeah, we that one New Year's Eve, we had a number of glasses of wine throughout the levels of the meal, and man, I don't know that I was drunk.
No,
I may have been, but if I wasn't, I was close. I never had that much wine ever, period.
But it wasn't that much, though.
Dude.
It was small samplings of the wine.
I was zonked, and then I woke up at 2 in the morning. I had a headache. Felt like a vice. Oh, man. Anyway, so one more thing, and then we'll talk about just a couple of things come up here. But one of the things we love to do is get a room, because I have Hilton points for work, and so we get Hilton room, which is across the street from Disneyland, and it overlooks the parking area of both parks, and so we get to watch the fireworks and all the festivities of Disneyland and California Adventure on New Year's Eve and not be within the gazillion people that are there. So that's nice. And
floor-to-ceiling windows on our room, and it's a suite, so it's humongous, and it's just, fantastic.
So, let's see here. Do you get to eat?
And it doesn't cost us anything.
Right. Well,
it doesn't.
Okay. do you get to eat in 2 hours both parks? No.
No.
One or the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other Ustreamer was talking about not a fan of California, and there are a lot of pluses to Walt Disney World. We've been there a number of times in the last few years. But for me, I don't want to have to take a bus, hitchhike, take a steamer, you know, to get from...
A rickshaw.
Yeah. I mean...
pogo stick.
I love Walt Disney World. I do. There's the coolest old rides that you cannot ride in Disneyland, California. And that's true. However, I don't know. I just like the fact that I can kind of stroll over and ride Tower of Terror and then walk back, you know. So, you know, like I said, I wish that California would have the room, and that's the one thing that Florida doesn't. So,
no, Florida does have the room. California doesn't.
What she said.
Yeah.
So
I think they knew what you meant, though. That was me being lawyerly. Sorry.
Well, and here's what's interesting is Ustreamer here said California seems to be more thrown together than any other Disney park, and the interesting thing is it was the first. So
Disneyland California, is that what they're talking about?
Well, California Adventure, if that's what it is.
Are we talking California Adventure? Because California Adventure, definitely thrown together.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Their whole thing was they were trying for those people who come to California and only come to Anaheim, we really want to give them a taste of what all of California has to offer, because most of them don't get a chance to go to the other parts of California.
Yeah, prefab rides, yep.
Yeah, pretty much. And they did try to, I mean, look, the concept was not a bad one, it was just not terribly well planned out, and I think they were trying to rush to get something going in time for, you know, who knows what.
I still say that a park about California in California, and I totally agree, the real San Francisco Pier and the other places of California are within driving.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, either go, and that's why I did a funny comedy bit about the Tatooine, the Dune Sea Experience, which was on Tatooine. And one of the guys said, well, isn't the real Mos Espa like 3 miles away? He goes, well, yeah. Well, but anyway, it is funny that they put something about California in California. And
I will give them this. They didn't throw together so much Southern California into the park.
Okay.
They put mostly Northern California. Think about it. Well, the Redwood Trail, San Francisco area.
Yep.
The Pier 39. I mean, that's all San Francisco. Now, granted, the Hollywood backlot, but there isn't anything
Hollywood,
like that up north.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Hollywood backlot is up, you know, up the freeway about half an hour, 45 minutes. But still, I mean, there were a lot of mistakes that were made with that park, and hopefully they'll do some fixing with it. I know there've been talks about fixing it, so. We'll see what happens.
Well, we enjoy Disneyland. We love it a lot, and it's nice that we have the opportunity to go as much as we do. And it's a nice thing. Although it's not as nice as the Target in Visalia. Now that
true.
We wish that we could be closer.
We are extremely jealous about that.
Because there's very interesting people that buy cat food and dog food, so we only hope. They said now that's an adventure. That's a Visalian adventure.
I bet it is. See, we don't get to experience that.
Not as interesting as the Hanford adventure. Now the Hanford adventure, that is wild. I always get. I like to kid Dave and Jen and mention towns around there, because I've either been there as a kid or have been there through for work. Well, anyway, I think we're just about done. I don't want to keep going.
Really?
Well, what else was there any other questions?
Find out if people have more questions.
All right.
Don't just cut them off and like leave them hanging. Hello?
Well, I can kind of tell when the air is gone, and I never want to.
Okay, but be nice and polite and see if there's any more questions.
Okay, I am checking. I am looking.
This was a little longer than I thought, so we're going to continue our discussion next time, and we'll see you then. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Ronies on Radio shows, directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roneyzone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to Roney's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roney's Own Radio.